Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in, everyone. So a major study out there nationwide. Interest in becoming a police officer is down significantly. And I can go through town after town. Nashville, job applications dropped by 60%. Seattle, 50%. Even though the starting salary in Seattle is $79,000 a year. That's what Philadelphia ought to be. So I wanted to ask that question. How much do you think a starting cop ought to get? I think 75. Yeah, 75 a year. I don't know what it is out in the suburbs. Even the FBI had a sharp drop, 21,000 applications per year to only 13,000 last year. And retaining officers, aha, that's getting harder. Nearly 400 police departments, 29% of those who left their job voluntarily have been on the force less than a year. An additional 40% had been on the job less than 5 years. So what are the reasons? Many attributed their declining numbers to a diminished perception of police in the years after the shooting and unrest in Ferguson, an increase in public and media scrutiny of police made possible by technology and social media. One police chief says there's an increased potential for officers to be criminally liable for making a good faith mistake. It's changed so dramatically just in that period of time. 855-839. Take a look here in Philadelphia. I mean, it's open warfare. That's one of the reasons this year's feast. We're going to donate a big check, a huge sandwich board check, but a nice number for one night, real nice number, to the Philadelphia Police Survivors Fund. And that's the type of stuff that's called for. You have a Larry Krasner. You have a Jim Kenney. You have Philadelphia City Council, you have Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and you have to deal with it. I mean, right here is Starbucks. If I were looking at an example of police doing all the right things, it would have been at Starbucks. At that point in time, they followed what they were supposed to do. And they even brought in managers, higher level sergeant or whatever they brought in, to try to make sure they were doing the right thing. Now, whether Starbucks policy was put into play the way they like, that's another story. But that's just a perfect example of what they go through here, particularly with a Larry Krasner looking over. So I'd love to get you in. If you are a retired cop, cop's family, maybe you're a cop now out in the suburbs, these are appalling numbers. Now, they do mention, the better economy has something to do with that, too, a little bit maybe. But the findings are stunning. Just tremendous, both retention and getting people in the door to start with. Now, in some places, the salary is under $40,000 a year. And as a bonus, you might get shot. But even more so, you have people out there, Heather McDonald, who's been a guest many times talking about this, her book, The War on Cops, is accurate. That's what's going on. Be it in Baltimore, be it in Philadelphia, be it in any of these hot spots, that's what they face. So we get the Ferguson effect. Part of the Ferguson effect is cops are not going to get involved and be as proactive because they know guys like Larry Krasner are waiting to pounce. I think part of the Ferguson effect now, though, is you're seeing cops drop out and you're seeing people not line up wanting to be a cop. That's part of the Ferguson effect, too. 855-839-1210, you get in. Look, the increase in technology and all that, that's fine. But placing people in a situation and having to deal with. I mean, there have been some of the tapes we've seen, the Long Island guy who got asphyxiated to death by people jumping on him, remember, over the loose cigarettes. I think that was an overreaction. I mean, I'm willing to call it when I see it as an overreaction. But in many of these cases with cops, people are not complying. I mean, we have an example that's bizarre. They're still trying to get to the bottom of a guy from North Wildwood, Anglesey. The paper was in error. I've sent them a note, a steaming note to the editors of the Inquirer and Daily News. Please do not refer to it as North Wildwood. It's Anglesey. But that aside, the guy comes from North Wildwood, Anglesey. He ends up on Belgrade Street here over in Kensington. He just walks in or breaks into a house. The woman gets the cops, and they don't know who he is, and he's in there. He's in a kitchen. They tell him, take your hands from behind your back. They think he's armed. He won't. One thing leads to another. There's a move. And he's shot. I mean, what are you supposed to do in these situations? What is the response supposed to be? What are cops supposed to be? And again, Seattle has had a 50% decline in the number of people that want to be cops. And their starting salary is $79,000 a year. I don't know if that's the highest in the country. There may be some that are higher. I kind of doubt it. That's a pretty healthy starting salary. I mean, why can't cops be making $100,000 a year or more? 855-839-1210. You got a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. Just think of the demands that are placed on them. Just think of the danger. Then think of the Ferguson effect. And I'm arguing the Ferguson effect is not just getting into trouble for a well-intentioned situation, even following the rules that you go through the ringer, but it's just the daily stress of all that stuff. You may remember when Larry Krasner was elected, we played the tape. His supporters were yelling, blank the police. And they weren't saying blank. They were saying the full word until they had to try to calm him down. Then they started saying other stuff. I mean, what kind of universe? That's what he did. He ran against the police and he continues to do it. It's a George Soros-backed candidate. Over $1 million in a DA's race. So I'd love to get your response. Do you think this turn on the cops? Now, see, I see it as even better than I did 10 years ago because I see the improvements and the skill level and the type of stuff that cops have done and their ability to, just be more accessible to the community and all those things. I see it. So I think I have a higher estimation than I did even 10 years ago. But with the general public, I don't think that's the case. Who are these people that feel that way toward cops? Well, a lot of them are in places like Philadelphia. They're right here. They're the mob. They don't like them. They want to spread every conspiracy, everything they can about them. The media jumps in and makes it as if we're seeing a wholesale war on minority communities by cops, when the statistics and numbers don't bear that out. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. I'll get you in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You push pound 1210. So what do you think cops ought to have as a starting salary where you are? Now, if you're in the suburbs, you would pay for that more directly, maybe even than people here in Philadelphia. But I haven't looked at the most recent, how many cops are here in Philadelphia, but I know it's too few. And I know due to silly requirements, some of them shouldn't be cops. I'm willing to call that part out. Some of them should not be cops. I don't want cops that shouldn't be cops. Just because they're put on a uniform doesn't mean I say they're a cop or an effective cop. But how about Seattle? $79,000 a year. And they have a 50% decline. Now, Seattle is a rabid Antifa liberal city. So maybe that's part of it. That's starting salary. So you probably have cops 10 years on the job in Seattle, if they haven't quit. They're probably making around 85 or so. That's not bad. Why are they declining? Why are they quitting, though? Well, it's because of the public pressure. It's because of how they're perceived. 855-839-1210. You'll get a line right now. You jump in. What should be the starting salary, do you think, where you are, as a way to try to encourage people to take on a very dangerous, stressful, and difficult job? These numbers are, if they continue at this rate, and the mob in Philadelphia, I think a lot of them don't even want to have any police. They don't think they need cops. What do we need them for? We'll decide things. Everybody will get along. We'll be at the cops are the problem. They're not the solution. I think Larry Krasner probably thinks that. I've never seen an atmosphere here in Philadelphia that is as anti-cop as this. Carlo is in Trenton. He's an officer. Hey, officer, thank you for your service. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Tom. They just wanted to say real quick, I have a son. I have two sons. People ask me, older kids will ask me, about being a cop, and I deter them from going into the field, having a college degree. It's just not worth it anymore. It's, having 20 years behind me, it's not a good career choice anymore.
Carlo, what's the starting salary in Trenton? Ballpark figure, do you know?
I live in Trenton, although I don't work in Trenton. I'd rather not say where I work.
Okay, but, I understand. What's the starting salary where you are, ballpark figure?
It's about 45, 50.
Okay. Imagine in Seattle, Carlo, $79,000 a year starting salary. I'm reading right from the Washington Post. That's pretty good. We agree. But why did 50% decline then with 79 grand as the starting salary? It must be pretty tough duty then.
I think it's just not people are seeing, the public's not on your side. It's especially if you have other opportunities. You have a college degree. Why would you put yourself through that and possibly lose your career over some incident or even go to jail? It's not worth staying up at night about.
I hear you, Carlos. Good luck with that, and thanks for your service again. Well, we certainly here realize what cops go through, and as I said, at Feast this year, they're the people that we're donating toward. And thanks to all the people that are making that happen. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. Starting salary of 79 grand, and yet decline in applicants by 50%. And then I told you the dropout rate within a year. Jump in. Are these cops deserving this? Do we have the evidence now? That's what the big media lie is. They're saying thanks to social media, cell phone cameras, the video cam that they wear, now we know what they've been doing all along. And that's why they're getting this backlash. We definitely know it now. We didn't know it before. We sensed it, but now we have the evidence. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. Dom Giordano program, welcome in everyone. So this really big study showing how many police departments, hundreds and hundreds of them, are having trouble getting applicants. You know what happens when you don't get tons of applicants? You can't be as choosy. That's not good. Two, you see officers leaving in the first year or certainly in the first 5 years. And then this nugget, Seattle, starting salary, 79 grand. And yet their application rate dropped by 50%. Now, the economy's good, but it's not that good if that's the reason given. No, it's the Ferguson effect. It's the Krasner effect. It's the mob effect. It's the media liars effect about cops. The grand thing, they would say, see, we got the evidence. Thanks to the technology, we have the evidence now. Now we know that's what they're about. We got to stop this. We have to rein them in. We know how many of them. It's a significant, significant number. 855-839-1210. And all the Monday morning quarterbacks who tell you what they would do when some guy, for some unknown reason, breaks in or just walks into a house on Belgrade Street, not knowing anybody, from North Wildwood, the story I told you, and ends up in the standoff with the police. Everybody knows what should have been done there versus the realities of the situation. Let's go to John in Center City. John's next up on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Don. How are you?
Good.
So I just wanted to touch on something, and I'm glad you fitted in just at the end there of what you were saying. It's the lying media. It's the media's portrayal of the public's perception.
Yes.
So,
and that's why, John, we can't rally enough times, Blue Sundays over the years, the people in Mayfair at the Five Points doing stuff, stuff like our contribution at the feast this year to the police. We can't rally enough times to say, you know what? You don't have all that public support. That's not true.
Exactly. I mean, I work within the city and around the city, and I have people come up to me and thank me and say, oh, my goodness, it's so horrible what they do to you in the media. Of all races. You know, of all races, they come up, and I'm in some pretty bad neighborhoods sometimes, and they say it. But unfortunately, some of the departments and their supervisors and their higher-ups buy into the media's fake perception, and they figure if they can punish some of their officers for minor infractions that in the past wouldn't even be looked at because of how busy and how dangerous the job is, and say, see, look, we punished him. We take care of our own.
You advance by doing that stuff.
Exactly. They get promoted. They get to higher positions. And they get to say, look, this is what we did. You know?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, John, because in a city run by Jim Kenney, and then you have a presence even worse than Kenney, Krasner,
exactly.
Well, then that's how you're going to advance.
Exactly.
Then you have the mob that supports. Well, I'm glad you get that on the street from people, though.
We do.
That are not in yuppie land here in downtown Philadelphia. They actually face needing cops and understanding what you do.
Exactly. And it gets to the point, Dom, where the officers are more afraid inside of the building than they are outside of the building, which is pretty dangerous. Because when you're afraid of what your supervisor is going to do to you for, you know, your tie's not on correctly or some strange minor infraction, that's where it becomes a problem. I've been doing this for over 20 years. I've recruited people to get on my job. I stopped doing that. And it goes to your point of the decline of applications. I stopped because I see that they eat their own now so they can look good to the fake public. And I don't understand it.
No, I don't. That's why the real cops I will salute. And, John, thank you. Thanks for that information and thanks for your service. I'm glad that you get it on the street. Now, imagine that. Well, the pressure builds. If you're in a Kenny, look what happened. We had Richard Ross on. I don't think I could get the commissioner back on. He came on at the height of Starbucks and all that stuff, and he was correct. And what happened to him? Jim Kenney, to the woodshed. That's what happened to him with Starbucks. What did the cops do wrong there? Nothing. If you won't leave private property in that situation, you can sue Starbucks and the manager and all that. But you do have to leave at that point, and that's why they escorted them out of there. They brought in a supervisor to help with it. It was by the book, but not in Kenny land. Kenny had to virtue signal, but it was a strange thing for Kenny, a virtue signal. And then you have Krasner standing there. So, of course, you have people moving up in the police department, John alleges, by, you know, going after cops so that they appear to be the people that should get the media, other the good cops. They're on that side of it. You got to stop it with this stuff. It's ludicrous. And if we don't recruit enough quality cops, that's not going to be good, right? And when you look at the starting salaries, and I know Seattle has a high, I get all that, but 79 grand to start is pretty good. They shouldn't be seeing a decline in applications by 50%.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.